Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and welcome to Prophecy Night. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless all those that are listening live, all those that are on the switchboard right now. I send my greetings and love to you all, and thank you once again for joining in live with me. What I want to do, I'm going to have Mother Teresa open up in prayer because I do have a little cold today. God bless you, Mother Teresa. Can you open up in the show and prayer for me? 347.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, keep playing. Yes.
Father, we come this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come before we can open our mouth to ask you anything. God, we want to thank you for what you've done already. And Father, I'm asking you to touch our sister right now, top of mine. God, I ask you to heal and crown her from her head to her toe. Every pain in her body, move right now in the name of Jesus. For all those that listen and all those that's connected to this line the next afternoon, God, I ask you to pour out your blessing, pour out your healing power, pour out your delivering power, pour out your forgiving power, pour out your blessing power in the name of Jesus. Father, we consider it done. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Mother Teresa. Still stay live with me. All those that don't know Mother Teresa, she's somewhat been training on Prophecy Night, and she's definitely going to train today with me and this cold that I'm fighting. I'm going to have every code 832 to read a scripture. I'm going in a different direction tonight, and it's for a reason. Every code 832, you can read a scripture of your choice. 832. Yeah. Take your time. Take your time. Take your time. Don't rush yourself. Those that are listening via internet, 832 has been with us for quite some time. Her name is Sister Holly. She's going to bless us with a scripture.
Amen. I'm coming out of Matthew 27, verse 36 and 37. It says, Matthew 27, I'm down verse 35 and 36. Then they crucified him and divided his garment, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. Sitting down.
Amen.
I'm reading Matthew 27, verses 35 and 36.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, 832. You also got a little static in the background. It was kind of hard to hear, but I'm sure you can relocate before I open up the lines here again. Mother Teresa, there's no call in the switchboard, but I still want you to stay live because what I'm going to do, if a call should come through, I'm going to have you to go ahead and prophesy. And if you feel that you're short in between, don't be afraid and let me know. I'll take over, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Let me just give you updates. Monday, February 15th, here at Prophecy Night. That's Monday, February 15th. We're going to be blessed to have missionary John Ennis to bless us on the topic title, Are There Kings in the Kingdom? for the month of March. Every Wednesday for the month of March is going to be Relationship Wednesday. So all your relationship questions, you can come in live to the show with all of your questions. And then for the month of April, every Friday, we'll have a company of prophets that will be prophesying the word of God to you all, not just myself. I'm not sure how many I'm going to have, but I know that I'll have at least one or two with us for the every Friday for the month of April. I pray that everybody is doing well. And if you're joining me live for the first time, just know that it's not by accident God allowed you to come in and to be able to retrieve this radio broadcast, because I always do believe that that means that God has a word for you. I'm going, Mother Teresa, what I'm going to do at this time, I'm going to see whether you have any prophecy or questions. And before you do that, Mother Teresa, let's take area code 330, okay? 330. You don't have to give your name or who you're calling from. You'll be speaking first with Mother Teresa, and then you'll be speaking with me, Prophetess Biden. God bless you, area code 330. Area code 330. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, area code 330. How are you? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you can hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling into the show. How can we bless you on this evening?
No, this is Carmen. How are you, Sister Prophetess Bynum?
Oh, God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you? I'm just calling
I'm
in.
So
I saw the message today, and I'm going through some things, so I just thought I would call in and listen
Aww.
In.
Well, those of you all and Mother Teresa and all the listeners, Carmen just been a very, very, I'm going to just really say she's a sister. You know, just has been a blessing. And believe it or not, I actually was going to reach out to you since yesterday, Carmen.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let Mother Teresa prophesy to you first, and then I'll give you the word of the Lord right after she gets finished.
Okay.
Mother
Amen.
Teresa?
Well, yes, yes. God bless you. Thank you for coming. How can I help you this afternoon?
Just called in, just going through some things personally and just trying to see some direction. And
Things that was going to benefit you personally, like business-wise, or just something you want to have ironed out in a brighter light, in a brighter, pious way.
I'm sorry, I can, it's hard to understand you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm asking you, what you're going through is, are you going through some personal circumstances in your life or something to get through your job or whatever?
Some personal and job, some financial
mm-hmm.
situations that are going on, some spiritual things,
yes.
some direction on.
Are you trying to go maybe into business for yourself later on if things work out the way you hope?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, the job situation, you pray. You ask God. Don't do anything on your own. Ask God is this job I have, Lord? Is it for me to hang in here? Is it for me to stay on here? Or God, give me something better, more or less stress, more or less worried, more or less aggravated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going through certain things in life, it's not that God punishes you because God's not a punished person. But God got a way of getting our attention. Sometimes we ask ourselves, Lord, why me? I have said it so many times, Lord, why me? And you know what the Spirit of the Lord says? Why not you?
Right.
You know? So you can ask the God for anything that you want, but make sure that you're ready to receive what he's going to give you, and most of all, the answer that's going to come to you. I hope I helped you a little. Prophet Bynum?
Yes. God bless you. Sister Carmen, Mother Teresa is actually training, and we thank God for her. Sis, you just got this job, but the assignment is finished. The assignment is finished. The assignment is finished. Now you know that I know you just got this job. The assignment is finished. And let me just tell you something. Don't you think for one moment you didn't go in to do what you're supposed to do, because you did. Not everybody is going to receive. Okay? Not everybody is going to receive. In fact, they'll make complaints. Or they'll be the type of people that talk behind your back.
Yes.
The family, it's time to let go. I'm not telling you to stop loving them. I know you love them. But you cannot carry all of their burdens. You can't. You can't. And the third thing is, God is trying to get your attention. He doesn't have it, but he's trying to get your attention. What you're going through is so bad to the point you're not really yourself. You're not really yourself. You don't even know what's going on with you.
Right.
But God wants to speak to you in your quiet place. So this beginning of 2016 is more of a season of silence between you and the Lord. You might have to miss those calls or send them into voicemail. God is calling for your attention. And that's the word of the Lord for you. You did mention finance. All of this is connected to your finance. So
right.
Until everything works itself out, then you'll see a change in the finance. Now, what new assignment God is going to give you for 2016? Only the Lord knows. But I know where you're at now. It's just a matter of time before you leave there. You won't even be there another year.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, I'll give you a personal phone call after the show. I want to give you a word of warning, but I want to do it in private.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
I'll call you after the show. You're more than welcome to stay and listen. Yes, I'm sorry.
I will send you my new phone number. I have a new phone number.
Oh, okay. So don't use this line?
Yes, that I called you in on. Yes, yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So I'll return the call back on the 330, okay?
All
right, I love you.
Thank you.
And thank
love
you,
you
for
too.
Calling, okay?
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. Yes, that was Sister Carmen. Oh, God bless her. Yeah. And sack her. a call had dropped. Mother Teresa, how did it feel?
I'll be honest with you, it's a little frightening, a little nervous, but I know the devil don't want me to say I can do it, but God said you can. I believe in the first of the year, you always say God want to hear, say yes, yes, Lord. Yes to your
yes.
will and yes to your way. Amen.
Well, one thing I could tell you as training is that it's much more than just getting on the phone and saying, thus saith the Lord. You know, it takes the quiet prayer time and fasting before God and dying to your flesh, dying to yourself daily. And I've got to continue to reveal. But one important thing is that when you're speaking, it's good that if you speak clearly, because if they cannot hear the prophecy, they might misinterpret what you were saying. So other than that, you know, you did good. I thank God for you for that. What I'm going to do is we got like about 13 minutes. I'm definitely not going to stay on any longer for my throat and my voice and everything. Mother Teresa, you want to add to anything here on the prophecy night?
No, not really. Just asking for, Godspeed and across the wall with God. You know, just whatever God has for me, I'm willing to receive and to do better in His will. And I just thank God for you. Yes.
I thank God for you, too.
I thank God for my this is kind of personal, so maybe Apostle Vine and I'll call you, if not tonight, tomorrow, you know, for saying our baby sister. So I won't even call her name until I talk to you about it. It's okay with you.
Okay. Maybe. What's wrong with your baby sister?
It's a personal thing. And right now, until I get more detail, I don't, you know, it's nothing that something happened to her, nothing like that. But some things she's been shared with me, and I just asking God to forgive her and give her another chance.
Okay. Now, I understand. I understand
thank
because
you. Thank you.
Yeah, the thing about it is respecting other people's privacy. So let me just see if 832 have anything to say. And she actually going to pray us out.
Amen.
Yes, 832?
Yes, good afternoon. Purple Ryan,
yes,
it's good to hear you, Bar. And I would like to say to my sister, Mother Teresa, you are going to be great. And you got to put more effort into it because I know you can do it. And you know you can do it. But just take your time. Don't be frightened. Because God is right by your side. And then you've got Papa Bob right there. So just hang in there. It's going to be kind of hard for forgiving because you're going to have to get used to it. But God is dealing with you. And don't be afraid to say what He tells you to say.
Amen.
And I just thank God for you this afternoon. I thank God for Papa Bob. And Papa Bob, I just thank God, pray for you. I think about you all the time, and I know everything is going to work out well. Sometimes it seems hard. Sometimes it seems so small. It seems like nothing at all. But you know that God got your back, and you know all this will take. And I thank God for you this afternoon. God bless your heart. And I love you dearly. You know that.
Yes, and I love you too. I'm going to go ahead and play this out, and we're going to be finished with Prophecy Night. Again, you can join us here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can find me right there on Facebook.com/ Pastor Ellen Bynum, the ministry page, and you can send me any message. God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live on this hour. And without further ado, we're going to have Sister Holly pray us out.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come at this hour of the evening calling upon your holy name. Father God, know that you already know. Father God, all we have to do is just ask. You said we have not, Father God, because we ask God. And this afternoon, Father God, I'm asking you to touch that sister that came on the line, Father God. Oh, Master, go with her. Stand by her, Father God. Father God, I know you go before us, and you always prepare the way. Father God, I thank you for Mother Teresa this afternoon, Father God. Father God, touch her in my special way. Oh, Father God, whatever going on with our baby sister, Father God, you already gone before her prepared the way. Sister, for Jesus, I know you're able. Father God, we came and done what you told us to do. And Father God, I ask you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, to touch Father God from a head to a toe, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Touch her head. Father God, hit every area of her body. Guarantee that blood stream, Father God. Touch that heart, Father God.
Jesus.
Oh, Master, I know you can, and I know you will. Father God, we know everything going to be well. Father God, you already know the outcome of her, what's going on. Body, Father God, you're the healer. You're the doctor. Oh, Father God, you're the deliverer. You said in your word, the heaven and earth have passed away, but your word was standing. And Father God, we know this prophet is standing on your word. It's us now.
Yes.
And we thank you for each and every one that came to us. We pray, amen. Thank God.
Amen.
God bless you all. And God's blessing.
Amen.
I see you all.
All
Monday,
right. God bless you.
Sam, okay?
God bless you too.
God bless
amen.
You all.
Love
and God bless
you.
All my listeners and those that listen through the chat room. God bless you all.